Chapter 3, A Scale for Measuring Compassion. Boston exhaled through his nose, sweat running from the curve of his collarbone down onto the bed. He wouldn't be able to keep it up at this rate. He thought about that thing Nick did with his tongue. The physique of his favorite actor. The last encounter he had with a random at the bar. Anything he could conjure up to keep his interest going. Mew was positioned above him, his thighs shaking as the head of Boston's cock sank past his hole, and he started his descent. Boston's palms grew damp. He pulled his fingers into fists in the sheets, keeping his hips still. "Let me do this, and we'll call it even," Mew had said. Boston would have laughed if he weren't so miserable. He looked up at the camera lens on the phone in Mew's hand, watching it tilt and trail along the length of his body, observing, recording, as Mew lowered himself the rest of the way and sighed. More than anything, Boston wanted to ask if he was happy with himself, but talking wasn't one of the rules. Talking meant bringing the evidence to his father. Talking meant being sent away. And that would be fine if it weren't for the greater issue of outing him. So he was taking Mew's threat seriously. Especially with that gleam shining in Mew's eye. Boston didn't know if it had sparked there recently, or if it had been there the whole time, right under Boston's nose, and he'd never suspected. "This is what everyone is clamoring over. Nothing special from what I can tell," Mew said in that grating, condescending tone of his, rocking his hips, making Boston gasp. It was good, and it wasn't. Too tight, too slow, not enough. But Mew wasn't moving for his pleasure. He tentatively rolled his body, his palms flat on Boston's chest, the muscles in his legs flexing as he moved. Mew sighed, tapping him on the face. Boston's eyes flew open, before narrowing indignantly. He wanted to growl and push him off, leave the room, and never see him again. Instead, Mew leaned forward, face close to his. "You're not making this very interesting. Can't you at least try?" Boston finally snapped, nearly knocking the phone out of Mew's hand as he hooked his arm around Mew's neck, pulling him forward the rest of the way. Their lips met, not kissing as much as fighting with their mouths. Boston's teeth dug into Mew's bottom lip, and he hissed and pulled back, smacking Boston hard on the cheek, making his ears ring. His cock throbbed inside of Mew's body. Mew laughed. He shifted back, letting Boston's cock slip out and smack against his stomach, repositioning the phone to get a better angle. "Wait, let me see that again." He reared his hand back, and as much as Boston wanted to catch it and rip his arm off his body, he tilted his head, exposing more surface area, welcoming the slap. Boston let out an involuntary groan, the pleasant burn against his skin, making all the thoughts in his head fizzle away. Two firm fingers rubbed against his leaking cockhead. "That's a little better," Mew said, smearing it along Boston's length and straddling his hips again. "Do you have people do that a lot?" Mew shut his eyes as he fucked himself on Boston's cock. "Never." Boston took a chance, grabbing Mew by the wrist and placing his hand on Boston's throat. "Usually they do this instead." A dark grin slid across Mew's cheeks as his fingers tightened a little too hard. That would be just his luck, Boston thought, to die at Mew's hand because he didn't know how to choke someone properly. He wondered if Mew would let him come before he lost consciousness. Mew's hand moved from Boston's throat to his hair for balance, as his rhythm began to falter. His breath came fast, face red, clenching hard on Boston's cock. "If you want," Boston gasped as Mew started grinding his hips. So deep, Boston felt like he was fucking into Mew's stomach. "Let me fuck you for real. I'll fuck you until you scream, I promise." Boston was so close, and Mew wasn't letting him have anything. His slow grinding coming to a halt, his eyes gleaming at the desperate look on Boston's face. Smirking, Mew climbed off of him again. Boston groaned in frustration, cock leaking, head sticky against the curve of his hip. Goosebumps erupted over his skin as Mew's body heat gradually left. Bending over, arching his back, Mew positioned the phone so that it was filming over his shoulder. He jerked his head, beckoning Boston closer. "Come on, then. Show me." Even though it had been his idea, Boston's stomach still lurched, cheeks blazing with heat. His mouth was set in a frown as he lined himself up behind Mew, gripping his hips. Mew let out something between a giggle and a gasp as Boston pushed inside, gritting his teeth at the initial drag. "You look very serious. You don't want to smile for the camera?" He wiggled the phone in his hand, making the picture jump. Boston caught his grimace on the screen for a split second, looking like he took a sip of sour milk. Boston rolled his eyes. "Whatever." He knocked Mew over with a single thrust, putting his palm on the middle of his back so his chest was pressed against the sheets. "This is serious shit." His hand slipped under Mew's throat, cradling as his hips worked, the only sound in the room the combined noises of their panting and the smack of flesh against flesh. Mew went silent underneath him, save for a punched-out exhalation of breath whenever Boston pitched forward. The glimmer of the phone screen caught the light coming in from the window, the resulting glare covering everything except Boston's face. It was red, sweaty, set with grim determination. Boston attempted to ignore it as much as he could as he slammed into Mew, hand creating a solid pressure against his throat as they fucked. Boston came before Mew did, a fleeting blast of pleasure that got cut off before it had the chance to begin. Mew pushed him off, letting Boston's cock dribble hands-free onto his stomach. "Sorry," Boston said, genuinely. "I really wasn't expecting that." "Don't apologize to me." Mew leaned back on the pillows, his phone still focused on Boston, who was bent over, back shiny with sweat. "Say it to your audience. Thank fuck for the post-coital afterglow, however brief it was. If Boston hadn't just come, he was positive he'd be throttling Mew to death by now." He apologized to the camera, head bowed, eyes flicking up to catch glimpses of Mew slowly stroking the length of his cock. "You look good when you know how pathetic you are," he sighed, fist beginning to work fast. He kept the camera on Boston, who could do nothing but sit and watch. His mouth twitched, wanting to retort, but his sense stopped him at the last second. Mew smirked, then his mouth dropped open, soft moans floating out. His legs tensed as he came, looking unblinkingly into Boston's eyes as he finished. He stopped the recording, smiled. "Good job. You're going to delete that, right?" Mew rotated the phone so Boston could watch as he selected the video and deleted it. "It's a shame, really. I got some great footage. I thought you liked artistic erotica." "That's not what this was," Boston sneered, hopping out of bed and throwing a pair of sweatpants on. "I'm going to shower. You can let yourself out." When he was gone, Mew waited until the water started running, and then a second more until he was sure Boston would be in there for a while. He slid his hand along the wall, grabbing the small camera he'd stuck there before they'd gotten started. He slipped it into his pocket, put the rest of his clothes on, and slipped out the door, listening to Boston whistling in the shower as he left. He slid his hand along the wall, grabbing the small camera he'd stuck there before they'd gotten started. From his spot in front of the computer in his room, Nick took off his headphones and sighed. He assembled the file, made a copy, and, after a moment of hesitation, sent it to Mew. Got it. The end.